I had a lot of stuff that was, you know, kind of, I had kind of edged in the kind of pile for next solo record someday, and the present Aerosmith record, you know what I mean, and
right.
You know, some in the gray area. I had played all the stuff for the guys in the band, and what stuck to the wall really was Do You Wonder, which was I'd written about 10 years ago with Marty Fredrickson, and it was it just never got used. There were never any lyrics written for it, and
which is a surprise because again, it's a great piece of music.
And thanks. And so at that point, when you know, and it had been sitting around, and then when the record got postponed, I said, "Well, listen, this is going on the record," and I woke up one day and Billy tossed over a legal pad, and it had a set of lyrics on it that was all done, you know. And I had over the past three or four years, I'd written a couple of sets of lyrics, but I just never got around to putting them on there, and they were okay, you know. But hers really worked. I mean, she's a poet, but she writes more like stream of consciousness poetry, and she does a lot of different things. She went to art school, and anyway, but she worked in that framework of you know, working, you know, because you kind of have to get things to rhyme and kind of
right.
fall into a certain kind of pattern, and she got a hold of it and just nailed it, and it tells the story, and it's and it works, and there it is.
That's very cool. The album again is Have Guitar Will Travel. The first single, We've Got a Long Way to Go. We're going to check that out here in a few minutes. And it's. I was listening earlier today. I spent a little more time with it today. I actually, just so you know, I actually bought it. So
really, thanks.
One of the few DJs that actually bought the album. I
appreciate that. That's good to hear.
But
did you get a free one?
Oh yeah, we did get a free. We did
okay,
get free
good.
Ones after.
I just wanted to make
sure.
Yeah,
we're good.
Sure.
I appreciate you asking. Thank you. But Heaven and Hell, I was really enjoying that today when I was listening. It's epic. Basically, it's 7 minutes plus. I don't want to go into the whole asking you inspirations about all the songs because it just gets
right.
a little bit tedious at sometimes. And I'm sure you've answered these questions a million times. But
not that many.
No, but your riffs are fresh. It's the, you know, the riffs are just as fresh as, you know, if you were going to pull Walk This Way out or something else. You know,
right.
It's like they all have your signature to them. But like, do they come to you? Are you really annoying on vacation with your family? I mean, is it like, you know?
Not really. I kind of tend to separate it. I don't walk around with the guitar in my hands all the time. I you know, there are periods of time when I do, when I'm in like kind of a mode, but I have guitars around the house, and I'll pick them up and I'll play here and there, and I still use a mini disc player, a recorder to record ideas, and it works great, and it's really easy to use, and I have a few notebooks lying around, and then there's other times when I'll play all the time. But like if I go away on vacation, I'll bring a guitar with me, and maybe I'll spend a total of a couple hours strumming it. But, you know, it's good to get away from it. But when I start playing, I definitely have the tape recorder going because that's when I start, when stuff really, really flows
never know
out.
When something's gonna hit.
Yeah. Well, I usually know it's after not playing for a while. You know what I mean? Because there's a kind of a something builds up back there, and then when you like, You touch it for the first time in 2 weeks, all of a sudden it's like, you know, just the first, usually the first hour goes by and a bunch of stuff will come out, and that's when I get some of the best stuff as far as guitar riffs, and then I'll take that downstairs and start to develop that, and then I'm always determined to finish the stuff, at least get an idea for at least one verse or a chorus, and you know, I'll spend hours, you know, digging around, rummaging around my office, the studio, collect all kinds of stuff, and somewhere down there I'll pick up an idea for something, you know. I have tons of classic novels, classic nonfiction. I read a lot, and something will pop up, and then I go with it, and I try and get at least, like I said, at least a verse and a chorus before I leave the studio for that day, and it may be just a drum track, a guitar, and a little vocal on there, and then if it sticks to the wall, and I take it to the next level, and usually at that point that's when I play it for the other guys in Aerosmith, and then if there's any interest, you know, then I kind of let it go that way. But otherwise, once I start writing lyrics on the stuff, then it ends up becoming Joe Perry project material.
Everything you pretty much put in front of Aerosmith is no lyrics.
Well, point, right? Sometimes there'll be some lyrics, but I'm not.
Or an
I wouldn't be like married to it. You know what, gotcha. I mean? But once I've put a little of my heart and soul into a lyric, then I keep it, because I don't want it. You know, I want that to stay the way it is. You know.
Well, speaking of,
Heaven and Hell is one. You know, I mean, how can I just can't see anybody else singing that? You know, I mean, it's just too connected to here. You know.